We could be in Los Angeles. We could have Klieg lights going in every direction. We are in Luverne, Minnesota, because this is the only place on earth to premiere this film.
The war touched every family, on every street, in every town in America. Towns like Luverne, Minnesota, Sacramento, California, Waterbury, Connecticut, and Mobile, Alabama. And nothing would ever be the same again.
The Second World War is the greatest cataclysm in human history. It's the biggest thing that has ever happened to this planet, man-made. And there is no way any one film, any one book, any one lifetime, any 10,000 lifetimes could understand all its intricacies. But we felt, those of you who are studying in English literature might know a little bit about the poet William Blake. And he said that you could find the universe, you could find the world in a grain of sand. And what we decided to do was look for four towns where we could move into, get to know the people, get to know where they lived, where they ate, the movie theaters where they would get the terrible news from overseas, stick around to find out the people who worked and worried and grieved over the people who went away, people like Jim Sherman, who was age 6 to 10 during the war, and for him it was a tremendous eye-opening adventure. Get to know those folks, and then follow their sons off to hell. Not the good war that the Second World War has been called, but of course the worst war ever that was responsible for the loss of nearly 60 million people. And what we found in all those towns, but particularly in this town, is something that we need to remember today, that in shared sacrifice, we made ourselves richer as a country. In shared sacrifice, we made ourselves richer. And I don't just mean communally or spiritually richer. I mean financially, materially richer. Today, we're all kind of independent free agents. We don't want to give up anything. We drive our cars alone. We listen to the radio alone. We surf the net alone. We watch TV alone. But what happened during those 4 years of the Second World War brought us together, out of necessity to be sure, in a way Americans have not experienced before. And what we found is the key to our future survival as a country, that in shared sacrifice, we were made ourselves richer in every sense of the word.
All we've been given by those who came before. The dream of a nation where freedom would endure. The working prayers of centuries have brought us to this day. What shall be our legacy? What will our children say?
We vowed after our Civil War series and back in 1990, 17 years ago, that we'd never touch the subject of war again. It had been so emotionally wrenching. But when we learned that we are losing in our country more than 1,000 veterans of the Second World War each day, we realized that we didn't have the luxury of waiting any longer. We're in the business of stories and memory, and it was our obligation to go and try to tell this story.
I'm not sure I can speak about why human beings in general go to war. I think that's a pretty large category. I can only speak about why 18-year-olds from Minneapolis go to war. They go to war because it's impossible not to, because a current is established in the society so swift, flowing toward war, that every young man who steps into it is carried downstream.
I'd like to ask of the students here today, those of you who are 16, 17, 18 years old, boys, stand up. Just look around, ladies and gentlemen, 16, 17, 18 years old. These are the people that went off to war, the people you saw in that excellent two videos just now, the people you will see tonight in our film, the people you will meet I hope in the course of your investigations, were no different than you are. Had the same kinds of concerns, the same hopes and dreams, the same worries and anxieties, the same complicated family lives, the same faiths, all of those things. So just remember when you think that history is long ago and not really relevant, that people your age heard the call, left from Luverne, Minnesota, and helped save the world.